Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Hello, this is Troy Nelson, back with another episode of Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the kinesthetic retro cinematic disco of Jungle.
God, if I give up thinking about the future, thought you had enough thinking about the past, cause I don't wanna wake up in the morning without you. Talk of all our dreams, all that this will do, you said, oh.
Jungle is technically a duo, Josh Lloyd Watson and Tim McFarlane, but it's not, is it? Sure, the two friends since childhood are the core, but carefully, organically, joyously, over time, they have built and really continue to build a collective of like-minded artists. The whole experience matters too. It's not just music, it's artwork and video and dance and fashion and culture. Their first record was the self-titled Jungle. The second album, Forever, was equally danceable, though lyrically perhaps it came from a place of difficulty. KEXP DJ Cheryl Waters asked about the different feel of the new record, their third, Loving in Stereo.
Everything about the new record just radiates joy and love. And from the music, the videos, all the conversations I've seen you have in interviews, and all the Instagram posts that you were doing, you just seem giddy and just full of excitement. And it's wonderful to see you so happy in a contented place. And you can feel that in the record. Tell me about channeling that joy in the new record, because I know that the last record came from a place of difficulty and vulnerability. You know, you had the pressure of a second album after the wildly successful debut, and you'd just both gone through some heartbreak, which you channeled through that record. And then this one's just pure joy coming out the other side.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's like yin and yang, you know, you go up and down and you've got to ride the wave. So after a low, there's always going to be a high. And I suppose for us, this is that high. And, you know, we're all happily in love, and I think those things kind of come out in the record. And it's a record about, you know, spirituality and growth and kind of really finding who you are and being happy within that and kind of finding those emotions and pushing through whatever hardship you're going through. And that's what the record's all about.
Well, as a fan of your music, I'm so happy to know that you're in this great place. And you've talked about this being the best record that you've ever made. And you've gone now nearly a decade as Jungle. You've, of course, known each other and been making music much longer. But clearly you've learned a lot on the way, both about your craft and about life. And what do you bring now to this band that you've learned? Certainly you've got more confidence in your abilities.
I think it's about letting go and just having as much fun as possible, you know. Our time here is quite short, so you've just got to enjoy every moment of it. You know, I think we in the early days, you know, we were a little bit apprehensive of ourselves and who we were. And I think now, you know, as you grow up, you kind of realize that life's too short to care too much. So you got to be nice and have fun.
This record is also the first one on their own label, Kyola Records, named after the signature guitar, named after the jazz guitarist Al Kyola. Sound and Vision's Emily Fox asked Josh what the advantages are of going it on their own.
I understand that you put out this record on your own record label, and I'm curious, what kind of freedom did that give you in terms of just creating this, knowing that you didn't have to please a label in any way?
I mean, tremendous. It's like, you know, to be in charge of your own stuff is incredible. You know, it's so freeing. You know, it's such an open process. There was no A&R on the record, and as you said, like, there's no mum and dad to, like, you know, go, is it good? Am I good? You know, this questioning yourself you get into. And that happens a lot in the record industry, you know, like, these artists can't really be themselves, or they can't really, like, express themselves, because they're sort of expressing themselves through the nature of commerciality. And it's kind of ironic, because this record has got more kind of singles on it than any other jungle record's ever made, because I don't know why, there's nobody asking me to make singles, so I'm just making singles, which is kind of funny. But you know, it was really freeing, for sure.
They could also do other things, you know, like make 14 videos for each of the 14 songs. Woo, these videos. Shout out to the choreographers and the dancers and the stylists and the designers. You're all really killing it. The album Loving in Stereo is available through Kyola Records and on Bandcamp. For this performance, the band played 5 songs from the record in the KEXP live room. We are more than excited to present Jungle live on KEXP. You just heard Jungle with the songs Fire, What Do You Know About Me, and Truth.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Jungle.
Keep moving, keep moving.
And that was our live session with Jungle. You heard the songs Keep Moving and All of the Time. Shout out to our partner station, WXRY 99.3, your independent alternative in Columbia, South Carolina. Also, check out the rest of Emily Fox's interview with Josh Lloyd Watson. Search for KEXP's Sound and Vision wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson, and we will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.